Today's scripture is John 15, 1-8. We've read part of it already. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so it will be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain on the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown in the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, show yourself to be disciples. This is the word of God.
Thank you. So yeah, this is to my Father's glory. So we have some wonderful folks with us today from Teen Challenge. I want to invite Pastor Drew to come on up. And do you want to bring that out?
Good morning, Magnolia Church. Good to see you guys today, man. At Teen Challenge, we know it's a privilege. It's a privilege to be here, to be in community, to be in the Lord's house. I know that there were so many Sundays that I spent away from the Lord, lonely, outside of community, and so it's just to be able to mingle with you guys and share in the peace that we have here and the hope that we have here. It is a privilege. So Teen Challenge, back in the late 1950s, it started by a man named David Wilkerson. He had a passion originally for gang members on the streets of New York, and that transferred he saw that many of those were addicted to heroin, and so that's how Teen Challenge that's how it started. It wasn't originally a drug and alcohol program, but he went out and he was ministering to kids on the streets of New York, and he crossed Nicky Cruz. And Nicky Cruz, he was one of the gang leaders out there, young gang leader in his late teens. And Nicky Cruz said, "Hey, if you don't get off these streets, I'm going to cut you up into 1,000 pieces." And Dave Wilkerson said, "If you cut me up, every single one of those pieces is going to still love you." And he won Nicky Cruz's heart and started winning the hearts of the gang members out on the streets of New York. And so the first Teen Challenge was in New York, then Chicago, then it moved down here to Southern California in 1963. And as Teen Challenge continued on, Teen Challenge is a one-year Christian residential program. So students in Teen Challenge live there for the entire year, and it's basically, they say going through a year of Teen Challenge is kind of like taking a drink from a fire hydrant with the word of the Lord, because they're either in Bible classes, or in church, or working, one of the two. It's a very intense year, but it's a year where we were able to be discipled and really able to start that transformation of the mind. We know that in Romans 12, it talks about the transformation of the mind, and it takes time. It takes time to weed those ways that we lived before. It takes a whole lifetime to train our minds to live like the Lord would desire us to. And we won't really accomplish that until we see Christ. But we at Teen Challenge, we believe that it's intentional. It's an intentional time, and it takes a lot of work to retrain that mind. So that's why we have a year at the program. When Dave Wilkerson saw that these students that were coming through Teen Challenge, that they had a calling on their lives to either go into full-time ministry in the local church, to be workers in the Teen Challenge centers, or to go abroad to the mission field. Teen Challenge is now in over 100 countries worldwide. There's over 1,200 centers that have started in the last 60 years. But so he started up a couple different Teen Challenge ministry institutes, and that's where one of the Teen Challenge ministry institutes that he started up back in the 1980s over in Southgate. We're from Southgate, California, just about 30 minutes south of here without traffic. But yeah, so he we uh, we are the fruit of the ministry that he started up. And so at the Ministry Institute, we send out students all over the United States, all over the world. We just sent a student out to Brazil. He's doing missions over there. He's going to be coming back and working at a local church here in L.A. But that's who we are at Southgate. So after it's another year of discipleship and mentoring, and then these students that you see before you right here are sent out. They're sent out. I had the privilege of graduating about a year and a half ago. Now I work as a care pastor and outreach coordinator at the Teen Challenge Ministry Institute in Southgate. And so we're just so privileged to be here this morning. We have some worship that we're going to share with you guys, and also a couple testimonies of the life transformation that the Lord has done in our students' lives. So Shouts Grace Choir, would you guys come on up?
I was so lost, could not find my way. I was so blind, I could not even see the light of day. Then Jesus found me. Took me in. Oh, it was amazing, the love that he put within. It was amazing grace. It was amazing grace. It was amazing. I tried to live my life the way I wanted to, but then I saw the light and I let my Jesus see me through. He carried all my burdens and forgave me of all my sins. Oh, it was amazing, the peace that I felt within. It was amazing grace. It was amazing grace. It was amazing. That he would care for someone like me. Oh, it was amazing grace. It was amazing.
Good morning. Good morning, Magnolia Church. My name is Basil. I'm 24 years old. Right now, I graduated actually Teen Challenge about 4 years ago. And I'm a recent new student here at TCMI, about to finish my second quarter. But really, I just want to share what the Lord has done in my life. About 5 years ago, when I was growing up, I was raised in a really great family. You know, I was given everything I need. I was loved and cared for. But I never knew my true identity and my self-esteem, very bad anxiety. And I had a lot of friends growing up, but I never cared myself and loved myself. I was just Basil. And, I was just going through the motions. And I started drinking a lot and started hanging out with the wrong people. But they still cared about me, but they were doing the wrong stuff, you know, and I kind of fell in with that. And I got consumed with addiction, and I started to get in trouble with the law. You know, I've had DUIs, I've been arrested, and everything was kind of under the radar, and nobody really knew what was going on in my life except me and my family, and they tried everything they could to hide it. And then things started happening in my life that people started reaching out. You know, started trying to send me to Christian camps, and at the time, I didn't know nothing about the Lord, but he started to reveal himself to me, and he started to show Teen Challenge, because my problem is a problem that took me out almost a couple times. I wound up in the hospital, and the Lord had started to work on my heart and take away my pride and started to love and show his love for me. He started to say his love through people. It was his love that started to pick me out and realize that there was more to life than just what it was, that there was a creator and that there was a purpose for my life, and I couldn't see it. And the drugs and everything consumed me, and it still consumes a lot of people in the world. But as I got closer to the Lord and he started to change me through Teen Challenges, discipline program, and through people in my life that were trying to reach out because of the love of God, then I started to realize who I really was. And he started to reveal that he wanted to use me in the ministry by the change he was doing to be a minister. And I was one of those people not raised in a Christian background. As a matter of fact, a lot of my family were Muslims. So my view of God was distorted. But he chose and he picked me and he delivered me from an addiction that now I have the privilege to help other people with, you know. And it's a daily process, you know. I'll never make it. You know, but every day I get closer to the Lord, and as I'm here at TCMI, he's still revealing to me and developing me into that man of God, and I'm not who I was anymore, and I don't have to go back to that lifestyle, because God's going to use me, and he's going to use me to help other people that are struggling out there. It's not my life, but it's his life.
That's right.
And so Teen Challenge changed my life and transformed me, and I couldn't be any more thankful for what the Lord has done.
My name's Caitlin. I'm 21. I'm 22, actually. I don't know why I said that. I struggled with a mood disorder from a younger age, really bad depression. And once I got into my teen years, I started adding drugs and alcohol into the mix, which only made it worse. I struggled a lot in high school, and after that is when I started going to rehabs. I've started my journey with recovery since I was 19, but nothing ever worked, and I did a lot of damage. I wasted a lot of people's time, my parents' money. You know, I was hopeless. You know, I was the one that they said was never going to change and never going to get it, and nobody really wanted me around anymore, and I didn't even like myself. I had nothing to offer, and I was just at my rock bottom, and that's when God said, you know, that's the one I want. I want her, you know, when nobody else did. And he brought me to Teen Challenge, and the difference with Teen Challenge was that I didn't just get sober this time. I rededicated my life to the Lord, and he completely changed my heart and my life. And I've been with Teen Challenge almost like 2.5 years now. completely free of antidepressants that they said I'd be on the majority of my adult life, and I don't think I've ever been this happy this far. God really used Teen Challenge as a vessel to just get a hold of me, you know, and I wasn't too far gone, and I think that it gave me hope for my lost family members and friends, and I'm young, and I'm really grateful that it happened earlier rather than later, because now I'm able to go and be the light with my family and just other people that used to be just as broken as I am. And I've started working with children in learning centers and after-school programs and things like that, and I never really liked kids before, but God's really just changed my heart towards them and showed me the need for our younger generation and how easily influenced they are, but how much they just need love and they need good guidance and good people in their lives. And he's just really been using me to love on kids that are in poverty or just kids that just don't get a lot of love at home. That's right. So that's it. Thank you.
All these Good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Adriana. I'm from Riverside, California. And that's right. So I just want to share with you a couple of verses and a little bit of my testimony, because Paul says that there's power in our testimony. And I believe that. You know, we don't go through things in life to just go through it. You know, it's to build up our faith and the faith of others. So in 1 Timothy 1:15, this is Paul speaking. He's speaking to Timothy. He says, "This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Christ Jesus came into the world and saved sinners, and I am the worst of them all. But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could see me as a prime, can use me as a prime example of his great patience with every worst sinner. Then others will realize that they too could believe him and receive eternal life." Amen. So I come from a good loving home, you know. I'm Mexican, so you know there's a lot of us. Things were acceptable as far as, drinking and, you know, you worked. You worked to survive, and we save money. And as long as you're working, you know, you don't have to share with everyone what you're doing or how you're supporting your family. You know, it was very hush-hush. We were a loving family, but because of the alcohol, you know, we would fight a lot, and violence was a big part of me and my family and my household, you know. My mom, she was a hardworking woman, single mom, and tried her best with me. I'm her firstborn, and by the age of 12, I think it was 1994, I was baptized, you know. I went to a Christian church, and you know, I fell in love with the Lord. I would sing when we'd have like little plays and stuff. I loved worshiping God and praying to him, and I was so sensitive to his voice. And by the age of 12, I just became very bitter. I'm not really exactly sure what took place. And I became very bitter towards the Lord and towards my family. And I decided not to, I didn't want to be a Christian anymore. I didn't want to follow the Lord. I wanted to find my real dad. And he was always in and out of prison. I decided to get involved with the same neighborhood he was involved in, with a gang neighborhood in Riverside. And I fell very deep into the gang environment. I started selling, by the age of 16, heroin, meth, marijuana, pills. And I just became very prideful and dark. You know, my heart was just so cold, and I wasn't that one girl that the Lord created me to be, you know. So I fell into just darkness, and but the Lord, he was always there, no matter what. He was always there with me. And I want to share in Philippians 4:12 and 13, it says, "I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." And I really believe in that. I even have it tattooed on my arm. I stand on that, you know, because I went through so much because of my choices. Thank God for free will, you know. And I ended up having two beautiful children. Blessing, the Lord entrusted me with two beautiful children. And by the age of 27, I want to say, I had enough. You know, I started smoking dope in 2014. I got high on my own supply, and I started smoking dope. And I opened up doors to the enemy. And now I was not sensitive to the voice of God. I was sensitive to the voice of the enemy, and he tormented me for a long time. And it scared me, but I always knew the Lord was there. I always knew he was there. I wanted to die, and I cried out to the Lord, "Just take my life. Please take my life. I do not want to be here anymore. I want to be with you." And he told me, "I'm not done with you. I had to break you. I had to break you down.
of this pride, of this darkness, and so that you can go and love others. You can get into these dark places where people can't get to, where people don't want to go. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll go wherever you want to go. Well, my friend, Giovanni Sacido, we went to the same church together since we were 12, calls me like, dude, you got to go to Teen Challenge. I'm like, no, that's a year-long program. There's no way I'm leaving the kids again for another year. He's like, you got to go. You really have to go. This is going to change your life, Ron. So I surrendered everything. I went to Teen Challenge. I've been in Teen Challenge for 20 months now. And I graduated. I did my apprenticeship. An apprenticeship's 4 months. I did a six-month apprenticeship because I decided not to go home with the kids for 2 months in my gap time. I decided, no, it's going to be too much for my kids. I come home for 2 months, and then mom has to leave again. It's not healthy. So I told the Lord, if I'm meant to keep going, you need to open up a door where I can do a six-month apprenticeship. So he did, and he showed me this verse in Genesis 50, 19. It says, but Joseph replied, don't be afraid of me, and I am God that I can punish you. I am not God that I can punish you. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many. No, don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children. So he reassured them by speaking kindly to them. And that he showed me that verse, and he's like, do you not have faith in me? Did I not show you and bring you out of the darkness? Aren't you happy? Aren't you peaceful? Aren't you loving and people that you can trust and look up to? How can you not trust me with your children? I saved your life. I died for you. And it was hard. I was like, okay, Lord, I surrender my children. I've been doing it this long. I know that you have provision over our lives. And I trust that when I get out of here, there's going to be a door wide open for me to go back to my kids or for them to come to me and to just be in ministry full time, because I can't go back out there in the world. I can't go back to my Egypt, you know? And I have beautiful friends, great leaders, finally a real family that I can trust. And if I want to be a dork or if I want to be serious, I could be a dork or be serious, you know? And we praise the Lord together. And I thank you very, very much for having us here and letting us share our testimonies. Look at my friends, they're trophies of God. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Thank you.
So each one of us, I mean, each one in this room, we all have stories that are effective in reaching others. And if you know anyone that could use help, any neighbors, family, friends that you think might benefit from the ministry of Teen Challenge, we have Curtis right here. Curtis, if you want to just hold up your hand. Curtis, he has some connection cards that you can, if you fill one of these out, we can keep you in touch with what's going on with Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge events. We'd love to invite you guys and also partner with you guys. If you guys have any outreach in the community, we'd love to partner with you in that way. We have 600 beds that are still at no cost to those that need help. None of us here had to pay a dime to go through Teen Challenge. Thank God. It's throughout the rest of the country, that's not the same case. Southern California, we're blessed, and we're still able to keep the doors open at no cost. So if you know anyone, all they have to do, they have to just come in an interview. We can set up an interview for them and get them into a Teen Challenge Center. So thank you so much for having us. The first song that we sang today was from our incredible CD. Our executive director saw the gifting and the talents within Teen Challenge Southern California. And so we collaborated and put together. So every song on the CD is written by a Teen Challenge student or staff member. And so that first song was written by one of the students going through Teen Challenge. So if you'd like to purchase one of these today, we have some also in the back. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor. So yeah, thank you guys so much for your testimonies. Thank you for everything. It's amazing how we are all chosen. And when we decide to go ahead and say yes and accept our chosenness, I mean, God comes in and begins to really peel back all that stuff, peel back the onion and find who we really are. And we can begin to really live that out for others too. So praise you guys. Thank you for being here. Are there any joys or concerns today? Any testimonies? Anything we want to lift up today for the good of the body? There we go. There's Sandy. There he is right there. He'll be right there.
As some of you already know, Richard had a stroke.